Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, and this is Do You Know Where Confidence Comes From? I think a lot of people don't have confidence these days in themselves. And I think what that is it comes from a few things, okay? So confidence comes from historically your background, okay? Genetics. Have you inherited confidence? Is it something that's in your family? Is it something that's you've been brought up? Is it something that's from early life experiences, things like that? Parenting styles, traumas, post-traumas, things like that. All those things can inhibit your confidence. Social learning, observing other people. Have you developed confidence from other people? Have you learned it? Personal achievements and failures also have a big play in it. If you've had a lot of loss in your life and you weren't able to overcome certain things, that can damage your confidence as well. Your cognitive thinking, the process of how you think, and the way that you think about yourself, all those things can influence your confidence and it can affect you in a very dramatic way. What I want to talk about is getting past all those things, okay? And I want to talk about actually where confidence comes from. And it comes from your soul, okay? And it comes from a place of not wanting to disappoint yourself, okay? Confidence is something that can be taught. You can acquire confidence by observing other people, by looking at people that seem confident and then wanting what they have within yourself. But at the end of the day, what it really relies on is it relies on you just keeping your word to yourself, okay? And that means everything, okay? So what I like to do is I like to tell everyone to write down your non-negotiables. And I've talked about this on other podcasts. You want to know your non-negotiables, things that you want to keep your word to yourself on, because what that'll do is it'll build a better character for yourself that you have to live by, okay? And as long as you don't falter on your word and you keep your word to yourself and you keep your word to your non-negotiables, basically the way you want to live your life, right? You'll start developing confidence just through that, just by keeping your word, the simple things, right? So if you say that every day I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m., and I'm going to go straight to the gym. And you keep your word to yourself because that's a non-negotiable, right? You have to wake up at this time and you have to go to the gym, right? If you wrote that down as your non-negotiable. Those things start building confidence within yourself because you're being honest with yourself. A lot of people aren't honest with themselves, right? They're not honest with themselves about their current state of mind, their current situation, financial problems, problems in their families. They're just not honest with themselves. The only way that you can build confidence is to start building honesty with yourself. So a lot of people think that they can just, I'll just be honest with other people. No. You got to focus on yourself first. Because would you listen to you? That's what I always tell people. Would you listen to you? And if the answer is no, then you got to build that person that you would admire and listen to. You have to. Because if you could build that person that you would admire and listen to, that's where the confidence core comes from. The confidence core comes from here, down here, real low in your chest. It's something that's felt emotionally. Some people say it's like a sense of pride in yourself. Some people say that it's a sense of heritage, you know, where people think about history and who they are and who they've built up to be. And that's why, you know, people want to be around other people that emulate the same visions as them because it gives them confidence. It builds up pride. It makes them feel better. So people are always looking and trying to seek out people that have the same visions. And that's something else that you can use to feel more confident. So level of confidence, and the reason why confidence can be so important in your life is to understand the level that you're at and then understand the people and the needs that you need to portray to allow yourself to feel that level of confidence. So levels of confidence start off with the basic level, which is just feeling that you love yourself, okay? Loving yourself is just the basic form of confidence. Loving yourself means that you care about yourself and you care about your being, right? The second would be more of a confidence factor in the way that you care about what other people think in the way that you want to help them. Right. So if people have a portrayal onto you where they think, oh, you know what? I don't think that that's the way that you should do something. But you say, okay, I understand that. But this is the way that it needs to be done. Right. So you have to take in others' opinions and then turn that around and, you know, understand it and let it cycle through your brain and focus on a way that you can deliver the message back to them in a form that sounds like you believe what you say. Right. So that's around the second level. And then the third level is the highest in my eyes, where after accepting that you love yourself and you believe in that and you're confident you love yourself, and then appreciating what other people have to say to you, but then also giving them feedback that actually changes or helps their perception, understanding it, but then them wanting to follow you. The third one is people ultimately looking at you with a sign of respect. And it's not fake. It's the way that they feel about you because of your confidence. And they're attracted to that and they're drawn to that. And you end up becoming like almost like a sense of like to be followed, someone that wants to be followed. People look up to you in that third realm. Confidence in my eyes has those three levels. And depending on the level that you're at, determines the place that you're at in your life, okay? If you're someone that understands that you have to be just completely honest with yourself. And then once you're honest with yourself, you believe that people will follow that and believe that if you're honest with yourself, then you can be honest with me. And if you're doing those things, you're going to expect certain things from other people. And if not, you're just going to lead a different way of life. Confidence is probably the most important characteristic a human being can have in life. Confidence is something that is not easily trained. It's something that you have to believe. The only way that you're going to build it is through action. And the only way that you're going to build it is with consistency and doing the exact same thing over and over again. And going through life experiences, going through adversities, and knowing that you've done the same thing over and over again, and having those trials and those actions taking place also generate confidence. Because as long as you're taking consistent action on things, you're going to build a less fearful base of taking on things. Just get to the point to where you're honest with yourself and you live a life that's true to your word. And then the confidence will just flow. It'll just flow out of you. It's very hard to develop confidence if you're constantly lying to everybody about who you are. So if you're a person that's, you know, struggling with, you know, drugs or alcohol or sex addiction or, you know, porn or, you know, just being fake just in general and not being of your true self, your conscience is going to know it and it's going to feel it. And when your conscience knows it and it feels it, it starts looking at you a certain way. I think of my conscience as a different being. And I think of it as like someone that's like almost like, you know, how they show like the devil on the shoulder and, you know, the angel on the shoulder kind of thing. I think that's like more or less like what your confidence is. It kind of listens and it sits there and it says, you know, like, are you going to do what you said you're going to do? Is that really who you are? No, it's not. Okay. Or is that the right thing to do? No, it's not. Okay. So when you're constantly avoiding the good conscience, which is telling you to not do those things, then you start developing this thing where you believe in yourself as the liar. And you know you're a liar. If you know you're a liar, you start thinking of yourself as a piece of shit, a piece of crap. And then that starts dragging you down. And then before you know it, you don't have confidence in yourself. And you start giving away your soul to everyone and you're not of yourself. And then you start getting depressed. And then people don't look at you with confidence. Because to be honest with you, no one wants to follow anyone that's depressed all the time. No one wants to be around somebody that's constantly stuck in a hole because it drags them down. They don't want that. We're emotional beings. People want to be around people that are confident in themselves and that are always trying to work towards the better of good. You got to be confident and you have to work on that. A lot of people these days, I believe, don't have confidence. I believe that the world is struggling to provide men that provide and, you know, aren't looking for somebody else to save them. And the same thing with women. You know, women are having to take the male role these days a lot more. And I think that we need to focus on building better men. And then the women can be more submissive in their traits and want to be submissive so that they can play the proper role in the family, you know? And I think that a lot of those roles have been and starting to be reversed just because of confidence. And I think that the role of confidence is lacking. And I think it's just lacking because the world as a whole is a little confused right now. So I think that the only thing that I can do as a person is to try to put out the right image for myself, the man that I always wanted to be, and the man that's confident, the man that's about his word. And I struggle with it every day. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. I don't think anybody's perfect. I think that we're all imperfect beings, just trying to make it through life together. But I think that as long as the desire is there to be as perfect as possible, to be like godlike, I think that the confidence just starts generating within you. Because as long as you're trying to be perfect and you're trying to be the best person that you can be, and you know that you're trying in your heart, no one can take that from you. And if no one can take that from you and you're trying, people appreciate someone that tries over someone that doesn't. And as long as you're doing that and you're being consistent, people are going to see that. They're going to take that as confidence, even if you don't have it all together. Because I don't. Half the time I come on this podcast and I have an image of what I'm going to talk about, and I can't even come up with what I'm going to talk about because I thought I had it all figured out and I didn't. And then it just starts flowing. And that's just honesty right there. But I know that, like, as long as I'm getting the message out, it could be helping somebody. And I know that practice makes perfect. And that's what makes confidence. Because when I first started this podcast, there was no confidence. It was just like, okay, yeah, let's just get it together. And that was my can-do attitude that got me there, which is a sense of confidence. But then being repetitive with it has just made me more better. And so every time I'm on here, I'm practicing. And I think forever, we're all just practicing something. And we're never going to be perfect at it. But as long as we're consistent, we're always going to be confident. And as long as we're confident, we're going to have a better angle towards accomplishing that task. So learn something from this podcast, guys, today. Pass this on to any men that you think need this help. Pass this on to any females that want to feel that there's an understanding from a male perspective about the roles of men and women that have been going on, especially recently. And understand that I hear you all. I hear the sides of the men. I hear the sides of the women. I pay close attention to social media, and I see the dynamics of life. And now more than ever, we need to find confidence, and we need to find it now, because roles are getting reversed. Families are getting, you know, harder to keep together, and we need to remember the role of how the Lord put it on us. As the man is the one that should be the most confident. And I'm going to eventually hold some sort of retreat in the future. I'd like to host something to where I can help men better themselves and feel more confident and put a lot of the past behind them and be hurt. And I want to help better the community in that aspect. So confidence is key, guys. And the only way that you're going to be confident is to take action, and just take action with repetitiveness. And that's how you're going to learn. The more repetitive you are in something, the more consistent, the more you're going to feel better. And the better you feel, the more confident you're going to get. Because you've done it over and over again, and it's repetitive, and it's not fear anymore. Until next time, guys, get up, get after it, and get some.